In the last lesson, I stepped you through the topic planner and we discussed content pillars around education, giving tips, did you know? Now, information and did you know, it's always a really good one. Engaging, which is asking questions. Think about some of the questions that your clients ask. And if you have a list of ongoing questions or frequently asked questions, they are questions that you can actually put into posts and ask people to engage with you. If you come across a funny story, any gifs or memes. So this is all the different kinds of content that you can create. Telling a story of one of your staff members, a subby, how you started working with David Reed Holmes. And then again, any upcoming events, before and after, doing a flashback to previous projects that you're really proud of and previous builds that you've done. And then looking at different stories as well. And that's where the content curation comes in. Now, content curation is where somebody posts, might be a particular story, it might be a reel, it might be just a really interesting post that is relevant to your business and what you do, and you can actually share that. Always make sure though, when you do share things, that you are acknowledging the person that originally created the content. That's the content pillars that you can use. So what do you do as far as the types of content? Well, your posts could be, as I said, current projects, previous projects, supplier content, and then other business related content. Now, with the phones and everything that we have today, the quality of the images and the videos that you take usually are good enough. And it doesn't take much, and you can see with the content that is being shown at the moment, it doesn't take much to take a good photo. If you're not too sure, then have a look at what some of your colleagues are putting out, or your suppliers, or even some of your competitors to get ideas. As far as actually the types of content, you could do your progress content, all the different phases of the build, whether it's the slab going down, the frame going up, and that's where your content planner comes in, because if you have that mapped out, that's a reminder to the guys, okay, we've got to take a video of this particular stage. You could do delivery of material that's arrived. If you're doing a handover, or even testimonials. And we've spoken before about reviews and having reviews on Facebook and Google. Having a client who's really happy with the work that you've done, going on camera to do a review or a testimonial is incredibly powerful. And then if you have someone that has a drone, doing the aerial views and time-lapse videos are really, it's a great way of developing content. So again, the types of content that you're looking at, when we went through Facebook and Instagram, we spoke about creating reels. So reels are short form video, which is normally up to a minute. Stories are normally 20 seconds, so a very quick snapshot of what's going on. You've got your long form video, which again is usually anywhere up to about 5 minutes. Anything longer than that, you're going to lose people's attention, because we have the attention span of less than a goldfish these days. And that is actually a statistical fact. Having video where it is engaging and it's entertaining, and it's not hard to do. It's just literally having it mapped out. So the types of content, again, you can share pictures and descriptions of previous projects. You can do highlight reels or montages that showcase key features of a completed home. You can do interior and exterior shots, walkthrough videos. If you have someone that has a drone that can take some video, again, you've got the David Reed Holmes plans that you can put up, 3D renderings, even some of the video, the virtual reality video that is being created. And then, of course, you've got the customer testimonials. And because social media is also about being social, having photos and videos of your team at work, showing how you do things and showing the attention to detail that you put into the work that you do. Again, behind the scenes stories of how did some of your team members get into the building trade. Actually creating the types of content is not the hard part. There is so much, you're surrounded by so much information that you can put out online. And even when it comes to creating that community and creating that community engagement, you can include team building activities and then other local community activities that you're involved in. Underneath with this lesson, there is a breakdown and a bit of a guideline on the different types of content and the different ideas for the types of content that you can use in this social media planner. What you need to do is sit down with your team, block off an hour, and start mapping out the builds that you've got for the year, the events that you've got for the year, and then you can know exactly when you're going to be able to create content from the events and the builds that you're doing. And of course, again, once you're online, have a look at what people are doing. Have a look at what your competitors are doing. You as a builder are actually already creating the product that you're selling. So essentially, essentially your job when it comes to social content creation and creating the types of content for your social media is literally just documenting the process that you are going through on a daily basis. Moving forward with the next video, I will be showing you how to use Canva and how to work through that so that you can make the most of the video and the content that you're creating.